Welcome to episode number 26.
Hello.
This is Jether's Random Stuff, in case you did not already know that.
Welcome, if this is the first time you're tuning in. And hello to our favorite faves here.
Our subscribers.
Hey, you.
Our constant listeners.
We love you.
Our favorite peeps.
Peeps. We just finished Easter.
We just did. I hope everybody had a really good Easter.
Shot some hell out of some peeps.
We shot the hell out of some peeps. We blew some shit up.
Rico, rest in peace.
God rest his soul. He was a good little donkey.
Good little jackass.
Good little jackass. Yes. Yeah.
And he joined the unicorn.
So he did. He joined Pepe.
Pepe and Rico.
Yeah.
Are in heaven awaiting the next piñata victim of next Easter.
So we did go up to my aunt and uncle's property.
Yes, we did.
Over the weekend. I do have some video or some audio of us placing Rico up on the hill. And then we do have audio and video.
Oh, yes.
Of Rico.
Of his final resting place.
Getting blowed up.
Yes.
So what I should do is at this moment, maybe I should just insert the audio right here.
Oh, that would be cool.
I'm sure I could probably figure that out, how to do that.
I think you could.
So, so I will insert the video of us placing Rico at his final resting place. And yes. Then of the explosion.
Yes. And then we'll continue back into this one.
Yeah. So, let's just pause.
Moment of silence for Rico.
Moment of silence for Rico.
He's so obedient.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, guys.
This is a special bonus cast for Easter that we're putting together for you guys. We are up at my aunt and uncle's property in the middle of nowhere. And Heather and I are in the process of hiking up a hill to drop off Rico.
The jackass?
The jackass rainbow-colored... pinata,
yeah,
that's full of tannerite and dynamite.
I'm holding the jackass.
Yes, so Heather's holding it. Here we are. We're walking up the hill.
Yep.
We have to put it quite a ways away because I heard something about a shock wave when it goes off.
Yeah, we might put it further out than they were thinking.
I know. That doesn't seem like far enough.
I don't know if I want a shock wave.
But
what if it makes me spill my wine?
It's that would be a travesty.
I mean,
right there.
Especially if it's red wine. For many reasons.
Yeah.
You guys hear our crunching out in the wilderness here? With our boots that Kobe talked me into wearing. Because it was going to be super wet.
It was supposed to be muddy and cold, but it's hot and dry.
And we're the only ones in boots.
Yeah. So, well, these kind of boots.
Is this where they want it?
I don't know. If this is where he wants it, right here, like, is he looking up here? He's not looking up here. Right here. Is this okay? He's not looking right here. Doesn't matter. Here. Okay, yeah, okay. Here. All right, let's find a good spot for him. Little Rico is now on the hill.
Okay, I'm getting thumbs up from
okay.
Jeff.
Well, we will take a picture of Rico here.
We're not drinking right now, so we're probably gonna remember this.
Yeah. This will be the before picture.
Yes.
And then we'll also take an after picture after Rico goes boom.
Rico, you're a trooper, dude.
You are, man. More power to you there, bud.
Pun intended.
We'll also try to record the boom for you guys.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to be shooting some guns.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty soon.
Yeah, we got our targets all set up, so we're going to go.
Kobe has her Hello Kitty.
My Hello Kitty shotgun.
Yes.
I'm going to try out.
And you have your purple handgun?
Yes, I have my purple handgun, and I have my little rifle I had when I was a child that my grandpa made for me.
That's the one I shot last year.
Yeah, it's very easy to shoot.
I have to do the child ones.
Heather doesn't get to do the shotgun. She does the little tiny .22
yes,
rifle.
Yes, tiny little tiny gun.
But I'll get a picture of Heather shooting the gun also.
Yeah. Oh, I think we need to have Kobe with her Hello Kitty, too.
Yeah.
Her shotgun.
It's pretty awesome. So we'll do that. I forgot my dead cat to put on the recorder for the wind. So hopefully the sound is still good.
Well, we'll check it. And obviously, if you don't hear this bonus cast, it's because it sucked.
Yeah. So I think it's probably okay. All right, we'll check in with you guys a little bit later.
Okay, like half a second.
Like, an, yeah, like just like right after this.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting ready to blow up the pinata, little Rico. He's up on the hill and he's getting ready to get blasted. Okay, I think we're ready.
Yeah.
Okay, we're ready. Bye bye Rico.
Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
He was a good little pinata.
He was a good little jackass.
Okay, and we're back. That was Rico getting blown up.
Rest in peace, Rico. Say hi to Pepe.
Pepe. I hope I can do that without having to actually stop it. I'm sure I can.
I bet you can.
I'll figure it out.
So we had another subscriber request for what we talk about tonight, which we love. We love for you guys to tell us what you would like to hear, because within reason, we're going to do it almost 100% of the time.
Yeah.
This one is talking about aging.
Yes.
Not everybody's favorite topic.
But we're all getting older.
Everybody gets older. Every day, yeah. Every minute, every hour. Day.
Yeah.
You are older.
Yeah. I had a teacher one time tell me, you know, as soon as you're born, you just start dying.
Wow, that's a really dark way of looking at that.
Isn't that dark? Yeah. But you just age and you die. From the moment you're born, you age and you die.
You are a day closer to death every day you live.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to make every day count.
You do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we do that.
I think we do.
For the most part, I think we do that, especially when we're together.
We do.
Yes.
We celebrate.
I mean,
all the fucking time.
You know
time.
What? Let's celebrate right now. Sorry, they're a little full.
They're super full.
Little full.
So we didn't get a lot of chink
we'll,
on
we'll
that.
Do it later when yeah. we clear them out. We started off tonight with a Pipus White
yep.
that has been discontinued and will not be here for this year, or possibly not next year either. Mm-hmm. So that's a fantastic, in my opinion, vintage wine.
It is. It's delicious.
And now we're on a Stamilt Sweet Adeline. We're going for the whites tonight.
Yep. We think it might be the last white night.
Yeah. You guys, we're not going white again. We're going red. Once
we're
you
total,
go red.
We're total reds.
You don't go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where we're going.
Doesn't sound as good as black.
It does. I know. It doesn't sound as good.
Oh,
well, but yeah.
That's
we're going
okay.
For the
I tried.
Reds. We're going for the reds.
So, back
to aging. So, some things that you might notice when you start aging, as I have noticed.
Oh,
the kitty wants out.
And I get, well, I think she wanted a cameo on our podcast.
One of my pretty little kitties has
She's
decided.
She's made it on the podcast.
She did. She was being kind of loud. Little stinker.
She was okay. A Snow McGinnon kitty. So, sorry if you couldn't hear me. I was out the door letting the cat out.
The cat wanted outside.
Yeah, I had to do it.
Some of the bad things about aging are, I'm going to just list them off.
All right.
You can yay or nay me or, just, you know, whatever.
I feel like we've aged very gracefully with look-wise.
So, yeah. Well, so I've noticed a lot more wrinkles in my face,
yeah.
on my hands.
The hands
just
especially.
The hands especially. I've started, like, you know, when you get older, you really appreciate all of those exfoliating and moisturizing type things that they sell you for, like, a ton of fucking money.
That you said bullshit to when you were in your 20s, and now you're like, okay, I'll pay that.
You're like... Does that work? Well, it might work, so yeah, I'll give you $500
What, there's
for
only
that.
5% of chance of it working? Sign me up.
Sign me up.
Please.
Yeah. And so I remember, actually, here's a funny story. Where I used to work, I worked with a lady who was an older lady. She was in her 70s.
Well, that makes you feel young right there.
It does. It makes me feel young right there. But I said, yeah, I have this one particular, like, wrinkle, like, right between my eyes. Like, this crease that's in my skin. Like, I just from... Years and years and years of
expression.
Of expressions. I have this one crease right here. Do you see
it? Well, now you're pointing it out. I've never seen it for the billions of years we did.
Now you will forever.
Well, now I'm staring at it. Oh my God, it's so big. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You guys, it's not that big.
And I said, oh, I just have this crease in my forehead. It doesn't go away. And she goes, oh, honey. She goes, you just need a little Botox. I was like, what? Oh, yeah, just go get a little Botox. It'll fix that right up. Like, oh.
Can you not feel your face when you do Botox, though?
Only for a little while. And then it goes away.
I mean, I always think of those most extreme, like, movies and TV shows where they literally have, like, no expression for, like, days.
Yeah. But, you know, I have no idea how much Botox costs. But
I remember my grandma had a line right between her eyebrows, too. Yeah. And I asked her about it one day, and she's like, that's the line that happened because of how mad your sister and I made me. And that's the expression. And because my face stayed like that for so long, it stayed there as a permanent reminder of how much you guys upset me.
Oh, wow.
I know.
That's some guilt.
It was some guilt. But then all it did was make me like, well, I'm never going to let anybody make me that upset. Not going to give myself that line. I'm going to let everything roll off.
I don't give a shit about anything now. No. Fuck y'all.
Yep. I'm not going to get that line on my face. But I have smile lines.
Yeah. Well, you have dimples.
I do. You do have
dimples.
They're big, huge ones. I've heard somebody call them sugar bowls once. Sure. Because they said they could, or they said, someone else said they could put quarters in them. They're not quite that big. They're big, though.
They're just cute.
Oh, see, she said they're just cute. I actually wanted to get those filled in when I turned 18.
Really?
Hell yeah, because I got made fun of those big old holes in my cheek.
Oh, so cute.
And they make your cheeks look bigger.
Oh, they just make you, like, happy. You're all dimple, little dimple smile.
Yes. Isn't that fun, you guys? I mean, as you get older, too, it seems like things like the, like, gravity takes more of effect.
Yeah.
I mean,
for some reason, too, I feel like I'm more clumsy.
I can see that.
And I don't know if it's because I'm actually more clumsy or because when I do hurt myself, it takes so much longer.
I think it's more that.
To heal.
Because I've noticed that, too. You used to bounce back. If you got a bruise, it was like, oh, that didn't even feel like anything. And now you get a bruise, it's like, that's the worst thing in the whole world.
Well, I get, like, literally, this has happened to me where I'll be in the bathroom getting ready. And just my skivvies. And that, sorry, that's mine. It's probably a telemarketer.
It's a nice song.
Isn't it a cool song?
I was going to go over there and stop, and then I ended up just dancing to it.
But I'll be like one time I was in the bathroom in my undies, and my husband, finally, he goes, oh, he goes, what did you do? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, look at your butt. And I had this humongous black bruise all over my butt. And I looked at it, and I'm like, I have no idea.
You have no idea how you got a big bruise on your ass?
I have no idea. Yeah.
I think that's a sign of aging right there, when you can't remember when you hurt yourself.
Well, I don't. And I hurt myself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at work, I'm always dropping tables on my feet. Pinching my fingers, running over my feet with carts. I do it all the time. I'm always hurting myself. I fell 2 years ago. I fell.
Oh, yes.
And I sprained my foot. I was supposed to shovel snow. I wasn't shoveling snow, though. I was actually getting my gloves out of the car.
Amazing story right there.
I got my gloves out of the car. I was going back to get my shovel, and I fell on
You didn't even make it to the shoveling part.
I did not.
You failed and hurt yourself before the shoveling started.
And so I fell and sprained my foot so bad.
It was so bad,
you guys.
They
told me I would have been better off if I would have just broken it.
It actually still bothers her to this day.
It still bothers me. But in the wintertime now, when it's time to shovel, my boss says, no. He goes, you just stay inside.
I mean, that's the way they do that. My work tried to get me to shovel snow. Mm. And I remember the first time they asked me to shovel snow, and I said, I guarantee you that's not in the job description I signed.
Mm-hmm.
There's nowhere in there that says I need to shovel snow.
Well, you know what?
So I'm not doing it.
Most jobs most job duty, like the list. It will list all your job duties, and at the very end it says other duties as assigned.
I'm sure mine said that.
But, which means shoveling fucking snow.
Well, I still refused. Because, it's
good, because you would have fallen down and twisted your fucking foot like I did.
Mm-hmm. Or I would have fallen down and hurt my whole area thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I explained this to him. I was like, I fall down and you guys pay L&I.
Yeah.
And I won't work for a few months.
Yep, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I'll probably go to Disneyland.
That's what I did with my foot when I fell. And I literally, it hurt so bad. And it was snowing at the time. And so I was out literally in the parking lot.
Yes.
Rolling around in agony because I couldn't stand up.
And there was nobody there.
Someone finally saw me from the building and came outside and said, oh my God, you know, are you okay? And I'm like, I don't. And so they helped me up. And
I mean, did you tell them I was great?
I had to hop back into the office on one foot.
Were they helping you?
They're helping me.
Okay, good.
Sat down. I was just crying because it hurt so bad.
So sad.
And so I called my husband and I'm like, or no, he happened to call me at that time.
He knew.
And he's like, what's going on? I'm like, I just fell in the parking lot. He kind of laughed and I said, no, I said I need to go to the clinic. And he was just kind of still kind of laughing. I'm like, no, I said I need to go to the clinic. And he goes, are you serious? Like right now? I said, yes. I'm like, come and get me right now. I need to go to the clinic. He's like, oh shit. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm coming now. Now I know it's not
a joke. So he came and took me to the, and by then my foot was totally swollen. And like it swelled up so fast.
Like you probably huge. Could. Did you have your shoe on still?
No, they took my boot off. I had my snow boots on. They took my boot off.
They should have left your boot on.
And so, well, they took it off to but look at it. Because they put ice on it.
I know. But if you leave the shoe on, it won't swell as bad.
But then you can't get it off.
No, I can get it off.
So I went into the clinic and
there it goes.
And they're like, oh, wow, your foot's already like really they said, swollen.
They said, wow, Kobe, you're getting old.
You're so old. And then they're like, what were you doing? And my husband goes, she was at work. And they're like, oh, you were at work. Like, L&I.
Bell clinics love L&I. And I'm
like, well, I wasn't, I was just like, I was just getting my gloves. They're like, but were you at work? And I'm like, well, I was in the parking lot. But were you at work? I'm like, yeah, I guess technically I was. L&I. So yeah, I had to fill out all this paperwork. And
they like L&I.
They do.
L&I is a lot easier to collect from than a regular insurance.
Yeah. So once he said she was at work, their eyes lit up. And
oh, they do. Like, they're like real excited with L&I. So, yeah. Yes. So Kobe and I are both pretty much 40s. I'm very damn close, and she's in her 40s right now.
Yep.
And a few things that came to mind with aging is obviously your body. Gravity affects a few things.
Yep.
And you have to...
You don't have as much balance.
No.
Or coordination.
You also have different interests as you get older.
Oh, for sure. For like, sure.
I was noticing that my coworker and I, who she's in her 30s now, we were both very excited and ecstatic about talking about yard work. Which I have to tell you, in my 20s, there's no way in hell that was going to happen. I'm going to say even 2 or 3 yeah. years ago, that wouldn't have happened, where I get excited about doing yard work and gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
So that would be a big sign right there.
Well, and plus, like, we're both homeowners, right?
Yes.
And I remember going to work one time and being ecstatic. And my friend was like, what did you do this week? And I said, guess what we did? We got new toilets. And I was like ecstatic because we had 2 new toilets in our house. And like,
That's an age alert right there.
That, yeah. I mean, who gets excited about a toilet? I got excited about a toilet. Old people get excited about that kind of shit.
I mean, most teenager or younger people come into work on a Monday and they'll talk about toilets. They talk about how they went to a party or
a rager
or a concert.
Yeah.
Something fun
we
like
got
that.
A fucking toilet.
And a hot water tank the week before.
I told everyone about these mats that I bought at the home show.
Oh, they the mats phenomenal. For going in and out of the house?
Yes.
Yes, you told me about those.
I
and
did.
I was so jealous of those.
That's another old thing, is when you get excited and jealous over a mat
well,
that someone
just
else bought.
An old thing is just actually going
to the homeowner show. That's your Saturday night, or that's your Saturday activity.
That's your Saturday activity, going to the home show.
And then you know what you have to do after that? Is go home and take a nap.
And that's what we did.
I'm sure.
Went to the home show. I brought my rugs home that I bought.
And then
put
took a
them
nap.
In nice places, like literally looked at them and like, oh, they
They're
look
so
nice. And took a nap.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. That's what we do when we're old.
The other thing that is great about getting old is not realizing you have gotten old until something just hits you smack dab in the face.
Uh-huh.
So at my work, we listen to the radio.
Yep.
And I guess this new thing every Thursday is, I think they were just listening to some rad-ass music. And then the DJ announces that it's old school Thursday.
And this shit's 20 years old.
And it's all from when I was in high school. I mean, how is this old?
And
this
you're
is
like,
so
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, this music is awesome. And
I can sing to every one of these songs. Oh. Yeah. Most of my coworkers don't know these songs. Okay.
Oh, they're like, oh, that's nice.
Did you hear that old song that just came on? That was so cool. Oh, God.
Oh,
I knew
God.
Every word of that one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Fantastic. Go back to your room.
Another thing I've noticed is the different kind of shows that I watch on TV.
Oh, my God. That's so true.
Never, ever in my life would I thought that I would love watching the Discovery Channel. The National Geographic Channel.
History.
The History Channel. Mm,
History Channel.
The Cooking Channel.
Love the Cooking Channel. Yeah, that's a big difference from MTV, Cartoon Network,
and
something else.
I remember, too, my mother-in-law used to always watch the Weather Channel.
Ooh, that's exciting.
And we were always like, wow, it seems boring, like, to watch the Weather Channel. But now, watch it, I'm like, the Weather Channel is so interesting.
Because now you know the weather everywhere in the world.
Yeah, and it's just, and they have little news shows and stuff on there.
Which is interesting.
It's actually really interesting to watch the Weather Channel.
Yes.
And, yeah.
I understand. I remember when we went to the lodge, and we both were having a hard time sleeping, and you put the Sleepy Time podcast on.
Yeah.
And this guy's supposed to be so boring that he puts you to sleep. And he's talking, the episode that Kobe put on, he was talking about Vegas hotel rooms.
And literally all he does is describe the hotel room for like literally 45 minutes.
It was so interesting. I remember Kobe waking up about an hour and a half later, just for a split second, asking, well, did you go to sleep? I'm like, oh no, I've been riveted.
You're like, I can't stop listening to it. It was so interesting.
God.
I'm like, it's supposed to make you fall asleep. And
he was talking about the marble in the bathroom and how there was two shower heads. And this one shower had the massaging heads in it with the two shower heads. And I was like, oh my God, tell me more.
See, and usually that podcast, it's called Sleep With Me.
Yes.
And usually I fall asleep every time. The only time I didn't was
cooking.
The one where he did the cooking.
Uh-huh. I knew it was cooking.
He was cooking like meatballs. And he actually went to the grocery store and picked out the food and then went home and cooked it.
All on the podcast?
Like, and literally it takes him like an hour and a half to describe all this stuff, which is supposed to make you fall asleep.
But it doesn't.
But it's like, no, I want to find out what he makes. What's
just
he
like,
cooking?
I wanted to know which was the best hotel room in Vegas. And I have to tell you, they all sound fantastic.
You know, that's why I believe, like, I feel like there's never enough hours in the day, because now I find everything interesting.
It is.
Yeah.
Which is an old straight, sorry.
It is. And I never used to listen to podcasts. So up until about 1 year ago, I had never in my life listen to a podcast.
I'm going to agree with you on that, because I mean either.
Never.
Not until Kobe put me on them. So I listened to probably 3 or 4 podcasts before we started our own.
Yeah.
And then we went for it.
I started listening to them, and so I'll do a shout out to And That's Why We Drink, because that was a podcast I listened to.
You guys are awesome.
They're amazing.
Inspirational to us.
If you haven't listened to that podcast, you should listen to them. But so I started going for a walk every day, because I have to get more exercise because I'm old.
Yeah, that's what happens when you get old.
So on my lunch, I go for a walk, and I bought my first pair of earbuds because I never even owned those either. And I listen to a podcast, and there's a whole bunch of different ones I listen to now. But and then that's what got us into this.
It does.
Because I was like, hey,
it was Kobe. It was Kobe who started this whole thing.
We should just record ourselves.
I know. We've actually had a few other people express that to us. Kathy. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you listened to us, but she was probably one of our most inspirational ones on that when she mentioned how entertaining we are just to listen to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we get on our little tangents and we don't care about anybody else in the room. Then we just go for it.
That's right. That was the forehead talk.
Oh, my God. The forehead talk. The one that disrupted the whole class for a good, like, few minutes.
It was the three-fingered forehead talk.
Well, it was me who had made myself convinced that this is what a forehead meant, as if you could stick four fingers on your head.
Yeah.
Kobe explained that that's actually not what it's for.
The forehead's because it's in the front of your head.
Your frontal lobe. The
forehead.
Yeah, the forehead. I still am going to go with my original statement of the four fingers, because if you put four fingers on your head, that's what most of us, even though I'm a five. And Kobe's a three.
I'm a three.
So she can have no veins, and I technically should have them.
If you go to our Facebook page and scroll back through the photos, you'll see a picture of us putting our fingers on our foreheads.
And mine not covering it.
And you'll see what we're talking about.
Yes. We're in plaid tops in that one.
Matching.
Plaid tops. Purple
plaid tops.
They're fantastic.
Yes.
What else? About what was the last time you went shopping for clothes?
Oh God, I don't shop for clothes anymore.
I know we get them shipped to us from our stylist, but
Stitch Fix.
If you do go into a clothing store and you realize that every clothing item you look at is just hideous to you, and you're just like, "What the hell are they thinking? Why are they wearing that?" You're old.
And so when I was in college, I actually worked in a clothing store.
Got Shots, right?
Huh?
Was it Got Shots?
No, it was Lamont's.
Oh, okay. I wasn't even close.
Yeah,
okay.
So it was Lamont's. But it was a big, kind of like a Macy's type thing. And so I worked in the junior section, right? Because I was in, early 20s.
So you should be in the junior section.
I'm in the junior section. And so you had the junior style, and then you had the section with the misses, and you had the literal old person section.
The women's.
The women's, like, old person. Like, you could tell. The gray-haired little ladies that would come and buy those clothes. It was the old person section.
And they'd get excited about that shit.
And now I see that shit, and I'm like, oh, that's cute. And I'm like, no. Oh, God, no. No, 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 no.
No, go back to the juniors. Wait, it's hideous.
I can't buy that. No, wait. No, 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 no.
Wait.
These are old people clothes.
Old people clothes versus the hideous.
I'm not going to buy a pantsuit. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, have the pantsuit.
Stretchy, elastic waist pantsuit. No.
Fuck no. Yeah, that sounds fantastic right now. Stretchy pants. Yeah, stretchy pants.
Like total like cruise wear shuffleboard type,
Doesn't our sound and / assistant want to play shuffleboard more than life herself?
Yeah, she does. She does.
Well, you know what? She plays shuffleboard, we'll get her a pantsuit.
She would love a fucking pantsuit.
She would love a pantsuit.
She would rock that
shit. We'll do a velour pantsuit.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, you need to get one with, like, if we're going to do a cruise and play shuffleboard.
It has to be stripes
on
it.
You have to get one with, like, a big anchor embroidered on it.
Ooh, anchor and stripes on the side.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Navy blue.
Yep.
With the white anchor.
Yep.
And we'll make her wear red socks.
Perfect.
I know. We got this shit.
She would do it, too.
That's the thing, is Megan would do it, and she's young. Here's the thing. Kobe and I wouldn't do it.
We would not. Unless we were dressing identical on purpose.
Well, we're willing to do a lot more stuff if it's a dress up neck.
To get a reaction.
We love our reactions from our clothing that we wear sometimes. Hence, another reason of getting old. Another thing is if you have to dye your hair every 6 weeks.
Oh, God.
Because otherwise, you look like Elvira.
I have half my head is gray. Half. At least half.
I don't know if I'm quite there, but I know I'm about 100% gray in one spot, like exactly like Elvira. Like, if one I didn't dye strip. It, Well, and I have it sporadic through the rest of my hair, but it's just this one that there's absolutely no pigment left. Unless I dye the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Really?
I do the same thing.
You're not really going to do that, are you, Patron?
Patron, no. Just lay down. Just lay down.
He's threatening to jump on our recording table.
Do not do that. That's a bad dog.
You can't. He's going to obedience school soon. We got about 2.5 weeks left, and he's going to obedience school.
He'll do good.
God, I hope so. I hope we don't get expelled.
No, you won't.
We'd be the first one from the kennel club that gets expelled.
He won't get expelled, will you, baby?
No, you won't.
If he does, he's coming here.
Literally, every time I color my hair,
yes.
Like every 6 weeks,
yes.
Like that same week after I color it, somebody goes, oh, you look so nice today.
Yeah, thanks. It's because I don't have any gray
thank
hair.
Thank you. I got rid of the gray. Just yeah. Like that.
Doesn't took that look
like 30 minutes.
Isn't gone. That fantastic.
And if I don't wear makeup, because I have dark circles under my eyes all the time. It's just like my face. Like, I just have dark circles.
Well, it's because you don't sleep.
I don't sleep. I'm a horrible sleeper.
Which is why you have dark circles.
But, so I put makeup to even everything out. And if I don't put makeup on, literally, someone will come up to me and go, Are you sick? Okay? Are you okay? You look sick. Have you been ill? Nope. I didn't put any makeup on today.
This is what I would call natural. Apparently,
when I don't put makeup on, I look like fucking death. So, thank you.
Yeah,
for that.
That's exactly what I would be saying.
That's what I was going for.
Wow.
I am the walking death right here.
This is what it is with no makeup. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, so fuck you.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm going to go drink some more.
Oh my goodness. When movies aren't as appealing either. That's another thing. There's so many different things that can fucking age you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even realize it. The fashion's the biggest thing for me.
Yeah.
Well, I work with kids. When that whole thing was coming in, like, I still don't get these high-waisted jeans.
Oh, God.
Why would anybody want to make their ass look 10 miles long? How is that a fashion statement? And then when I was younger in high school, the fashion statement, which I do not agree with, I don't promote this, is anorexic skinny.
Yeah.
And you still don't look good with mom jeans on.
Yeah.
And nowadays, I feel like it's more healthy to be healthy.
Yeah.
Not anorexic skinny, but I'm sorry, the mom jeans still don't look good.
Mom jeans don't look good on anyone. Ever. Ever.
Like, why were they even invented?
Just like hammer pants don't look good on anyone. Ever.
We own
ever.
Kobe, we own hammer pants.
No, I got rid of mine.
What the fuck?
I do not own harem pants.
God damn
it. I got
it.
Rid of them.
I own my harem pants.
Get rid of them.
I don't know.
Even though I'm going to say right now, those pants were fucking comfortable.
Well, okay. Comfortable, but yet the shaping was horrible.
That's because you don't wear underwear.
How is underwear going to help with your thighs? Unless you wear boy underwear.
I didn't get that.
Well, the only way I didn't is I put deodorant on my thighs. To make it so they slide a little better.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what you gotta do if your thighs touch.
Talk about being old. Put deodorant on your thighs.
Yeah.
That's the shit right there.
That makes you young.
Yeah.
Young.
Or... deodorant under the boobs.
Ooh, I haven't done that one yet.
Really?
Nope, mine are still fairly perky. Mm. Just because no kids.
Yeah.
No breastfeeding.
Yeah.
And I still work out really well. So I keep the pectorals really strong.
That's good.
So my boobs are still fairly up.
Yeah.
The ass, I'm still fighting the gravity on that. I'm trying my ass off. Literally. Pun intended.
I'm still picturing you rubbing deodorant on your thighs.
Well, it's just the same as you rub it on your armpits. You just do a swipe, 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 swipe. It's over.
It's good for any part of you that perspires. Anything.
It is.
Anything.
And I use the prescription strength.
It's not just the underarms.
Hell no. If you're stinky anywhere, rub that shit on that area.
Or you know what? You can get the deodorant spray.
Mm.
And then you can just spray everything.
I mean, that could be almost like a perfume.
It could be.
I mean, it would be for my case. Because my gosh, my work has been keeping my, they want my, our clinic at like 72 to 73 every day. That's too hot.
Oh man.
My keep my house at 66.
I know.
Yeah, I can't handle that. So every morning I go into my work and I crank that shit down to 69 and I hold it and I watch and whore as my boss goes over there and cranks it up and I wait, you know, a good 5 minutes, make sure he's on the other side of the building. Yeah. I go over there and crank her down to 69.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle.
I don't think that's too, that's unreasonable.
69, I think that's pretty good. I think it's pretty decent, especially where the thermostat is with three of us in menopause.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another sign of getting old.
Yeah.
If you are in menopause.
The pre-menopause.
Pre-menopause is your aging.
And you could be in pre-menopause for like 10 years.
I mean, where am I? Am I menopause, pre-menopause, post-menopause? Where the fuck am I?
You're post. You're medically induced post.
I mean, because that's weird. I went into menopause when I was 27.
Yeah, so you're like. You're post. You're medically induced post-menopause.
God, I hope I don't repeat that.
I'm a naturally induced pre-menopause.
Naturally induced. That sounds natural.
It does, but it comes with night sweats.
Yes, I don't like those.
Irritability. Or chisel.
I hate that. I don't see that from you.
I keep it in check pretty well.
You do.
I do.
You know you could let it fly with me.
I know I could.
And I'd be so understanding.
And you know that it's not directed at you.
Fuck yeah.
It's directed at other things.
My God, I remember when I went through the medically induced menopause, the real thing, not the post. I told my husband like 4 or 5 different times that he needed to leave. Find a girl. And I knew that is why middle-aged men divorce their wives.
Yep.
Because they go into menopause and they turn into psycho bitches.
Yeah.
And then that's why they marry the 22-year-old. Everybody thinks it's because there's just a psycho, stupid, chauvinist pig that wants a younger woman. No, he picks the one young enough that he knows when she goes into menopause, he's fucking dead. That's the reason they go for that age.
He's like, I am not doing this shit again.
I am no way in hell.
I am done with this shit. You know what?
He does the math out.
Yeah.
By the time she hits around 50, because I'm dead.
It sucks.
It sucks when you are the person because you can't get away. There's no break.
There's no break.
You fucking hate the person
like,
you
literally,
are.
I've woken up in the middle of the night from a dead sleep. Woken up. My nightgown is soaking
wet. To the point where you think you wet yourself.
To the point where I can wring it out with my hands. I'm soaking wet. And I literally am sitting there and I'm like, did the cat pee on me? Because my nightgown is so wet.
I mean, that almost would feel better than knowing that you did that yourself.
And then it's like, nope. I sweated enough that my nightgown's soaking wet that I could wring the water out of it.
You sweat so much that it woke your ass up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. The worst thing also with that is I used to be pretty, I think I'm still pretty tough.
Yeah.
A commercial can make me cry. It's a touching commercial that's pretty happy.
Especially if it's like an animal commercial.
Oh my gosh. I lose it with an animal commercial.
Oh God, yeah.
Anything that's animal, I'm just, oh God.
I'm like, oh my God, here, take all my money.
Please. Make sure, give me all those animals.
I'll take them all.
I don't care if it's a lion, I'll do it.
What? I want to save that giraffe. Here's $5,000.
Pretty much. Your tastes change as you get older.
Oh, that's so.
So when Kobe and I first met, we were at the very end of our, I guess, our younger years.
Yeah,
as we'll say it.
I was super picky as a child. Super.
Oh my God,
picky.
I was too. So what was your main food as a kid? What, like, did you have select food that you would only eat? Like, were you that picky?
I would not eat vegetables.
Yeah, I hated vegetables.
I loved, like, meatloaf. I love mashed potatoes. I love pizza.
Okay, pizza. There we got a common ground.
Hot dogs. Like, stuff like that.
My hot dog had to be plain with nothing on it.
My hot dog had to just have cheese on it.
Cheese?
Cheese.
Why the fuck didn't I think of that when I was a kid?
Oh.
That was not given to me as an option. It was ketchup, mustard, and relish.
Nope, none of that shit.
Cheese?
Cheese.
What the hell?
Cheese on the hot dog.
See, I should have eaten the shit out of that as a kid, because if I would have known I couldn't eat it as an adult, I would have been all over that shit.
Plus, we had to eat a lot of Spam when I was a kid.
Spam. Oh, my God. That's the canned ham.
That's awesome.
That's amazing right there.
But now, like now when I have a hot dog, I love mustard. Mm. I love ketchup, especially on a corn dog. I love the mustard.
And barbecue sauce is really good with that, too. We tried that last week, and that was so good.
I love anything with it. I like, there's not a lot of stuff I won't eat. Ooh. I won't eat seafood.
No. Yeah.
I'm not a particularly fond of beef.
No. I mean, we can do it if we absolutely have to, but for the most part, we're not going to do it.
But most other things I love.
Can you take a wild guess what my favorite food as a child was?
Besides peanut butter.
Oh, no, that was it.
Oh.
I mean, when my dad talks about me in the early years, we're talking up until about middle school. Breakfast, peanut butter toast. Lunch, peanut butter sandwich. Dinner, peanut butter. This was not forced. This is what I wanted.
Peanut butter and jelly as a kid, but not all the time.
I didn't have jelly until I got closer to college level.
Really?
Peanut butter only. Mm. Just as thick as I do now.
So we would either have, so I never got hot lunch. I always had a cold lunch that my mom made. And I would either have a
Did you get the note?
No.
What the hell? I would think for sure you would have got the note.
I didn't get a note.
I was so jealous of the note people.
Either a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or a cheese sandwich.
Did you have mayonnaise or anything on your cheese sandwich?
Mayonnaise and cheese and a cheese sandwich.
That's nice.
Or if we were really lucky.
Lucky.
We would get the tuna fish sandwich. And if you were super extra bonus lucky.
What?
You could get tuna fish and Doritos and you could put those Doritos on the tuna fish sandwich.
I mean, that sounds like high class right there. Tuna fish with Doritos.
But
you can't even eat Doritos now.
I can't eat Doritos now.
Another sign of aging.
Because they have MSG in them and no one should be fucking eating Doritos.
And she can't eat MSG because she's old.
Because my digestive system, when I eat MSG, says, oh, no, that's not going to go through.
You know why, guys? Because she's old.
Because I'm old.
It's okay. I can't digest a ton of shit because I'm old.
Just like when I eat anything that has soy in it now. My whole...
Oh, teriyaki.
My tummy goes, oh, no.
I wish there was... I didn't realize how much soy was actually in teriyaki sauce. It's almost like 90% soy sauce.
Yeah.
And a little bit of brown sugar and something else.
Yep. That's all it is soy sauce and brown sugar.
Yeah.
Voila, teriyaki sauce.
So delicious. Yep. I'm sorry you can't do soy.
But yeah, my digestive system doesn't. It rejects that.
What can you... You can have flour where I can't.
I can have flour. And I can have cheese.
Some cheese, yes. Not... Oh, wait. All cheese because it's not very much lactose in
there. I can have cheese. Yeah, I can't have just straight milk.
She can't have straight milk or yogurt.
Or... Yeah, I used to be able to.
Or ice cream.
Or ice cream.
Another sign of aging.
Mm-hmm.
Aging is fucking amazing.
It's so awesome. Pretty soon we won't be able to eat anything except vegetables. What does it say? Okay.
Well, hopefully all of our listeners are a lot younger than us.
I hope so.
And if you're not, I mean, if you're right there with us, and you probably related to a lot of this with us, if you're younger than us, welcome to your fucking future.
Yeah, it's only downhill from here.
Should we cheers to that?
Like, should we? Cheers to...
Cheers to fucking getting old and still being here.
Yay!
I mean, that was a fucking good one.
That was a really good one.
Did you guys hear the splash?
My wine almost came out of my glass.
It didn't, though. We're at our time, you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed our amazing... episode about aging, and then there are a little tiny bonus cast in there with our Rico and our little Easter celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. So I also post a video on our Facebook page.
Oh, that's sweet.
Of Rico getting blowed up.
That's the only video we promised to do, right? The only thing we have to post is of Rico.
That's the only one of Rico.
We got it.
I also have a picture of us with Rico.
We can post that one too, but I don't think there was anything. We're not posting a picture of any lines or our gray hair. There's no shit like that happening.
No. We're not going to broadcast that shit.
No, we are still fighting the good fight.
Fighting the good fight.
I don't know when we'll give that up. Hopefully never.
We'll be like 80 and we're like, no, I have to color my hair. It's been 6 weeks.
I don't want anybody to think that I'm not a natural redhead and it's actually white. I don't think I'm going to be gray. I think I'm going to be white.
Oh my gosh. But then we'll be in the home.
We better be roomies in the home.
We better be. They'll fucking hate us. They'll hate us so hard.
We have to have electric wheelchairs. I'll make anybody that gets in my way a speed bump.
Totally. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
We'll leave you guys with that thought. Love you.
Love you. Make sure to go and like us on iTunes.
And give us some 5 stars. Yeah. Please, please take the time. You have no idea what it would mean to us if we could actually be seen by other people other than people searching us.
Yes, for sure. And please. All of our peeps that have emailed us, rest it's assured, coming. Your present is coming.
We just need to collect some addresses for you.
Addresses, and we've had a little bit of a remodeling issue here.
In our sound studio.
In our studio.
New flooring coming in.
New flooring. So, there's just been a lot of...
But the gifts are done.
Disarray here,
and
so...
Don't worry, guys. I didn't touch them. There are no blood rocks coming. Kobe did the whole thing. I didn't even supervise it. So, these are basically gifts from Kobe that I'm putting my name on them.
Yeah. So, there you go.
Yay, me. All right. Love you guys.
Love you. Cheers.
Peace.